In May of 1933, there was a tremendous controversy over Diego Rivera's mural in Rockefeller Center that was destroyed the following year on February 9, 1934. And E.B. White wrote a poem about it called I Paint What I See, a ballad of artistic integrity. And there's a reference to that in my poem. My poem is for Anthony Holdsworth, who said, quote, on June 7, 2010, my exhibition of global warming paintings in our nation's first green federal building was abruptly canceled. A half hour before my reception, I was ordered to take my work down. As I exited the building, I remember thinking, if our government prefers censorship to actively dealing with ecological issues, this building will someday be standing in seawater. Unquote. Poem for Anthony. Anthony paints in the open air what happens before his eyes. If you stand too long on the corner to cross the street, he may paint you into the scene. Like the lovers who embraced and kissed in the park, then hand in hand walked away. Maybe they quarreled on the way home and broke up. But in Anthony's cityscape, they sit on wave-washed rocks joined lip to lip. Known for his handling of light, he's seen the colors change with the ambience of smog and nuclear fallout blown our way, tinting the sunsets. Anthony paints what he sees, as E.B. White said of Diego Rivera. So when his canvas shows our cities inundated, our glory drowning, the churning waters swallowing everything that gives form to urban life, I take pause. His brush depicts my nightmares. I want the embracing lovers to return with tender passions. I want the friendly farmer's market from Anthony's paintings to cover the cement again with makeshift stalls of colored vegetables, juicy fruits, sweet and delicious. I want to go back to the tranquil city that Anthony creates, where a man sits in peace on a fire hydrant to contemplate the sidewalk surfaces, undulating and swelling with curves of the earth, glowing in colors lit perhaps from within or from above, thinking there's no need to rush to stop the deluge, to run to stick a finger in the dike, or march to say no nukes as the waters warm and rise and three of the Fukushima plants melt down. Oh no, there's no retreat. Anthony's flooded city landscapes cannot be censored or submerged. Like his time-layered sunflowers, turning to the source, Anthony keeps on painting in the open air what happens before his eyes.